The midlife crisis is apparently a thing of the past. And no, I'm not having one.
Oh, I'm ready for this topic.
They are saying that the 47-year-old, quote, unhappiness hump has disappeared. From the Daily Mail, from the movie Crazy Stupid Love to American Beauty, the midlife crisis has been the focus of many blockbuster movies throughout the years. But according to scientists, this dreaded turning point is a thing of the past. Previous studies have pointed to an unhappiness hump around age 47, a rise in worry, stress, and depression that has long thought to have peaked at 47 before declining again.
Symptoms of buying a red sports car.
I mean, right?
Who would do that?
Birding. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
According to the experts, this is likely due to the declining mental health of younger people. It's not all good. In a new study, researchers from Dartmouth College say that hump at age 47 may have disappeared. Ours is the first paper to show that the decline in young people's mental health in recent years means that today, both in the United States and the UK, the mental illness hump has gone down.
So,
it has not gone away at age 47.
Uh-huh.
The age with which we are seeing it has just shrunk.
Before I even clicked on the story and read the contents of it, and by the way, I put a graph on that second page for you, I immediately thought to myself, well, we're not having the depression at 47 because we're having it at 25 and carrying it all the way to 47.
Yep.
And by the time we get there, it's just another day. I thought that as some sort of joke, as if life is hard for the Gen Zers out there. And the study bears it out.
The study bears it out.
The new midlife crisis is in the mid-20s because people are facing the same stressors that people used to face in their 50s with, what am I going to do with the rest of my life?
Right.
They're staring down the barrel of not being able to afford a house, not being able to afford a family, student loan debt. It is very real.
Okay.
I joked about it, the quarter-life crisis. I've had mine. I've come out of it. Sometimes I go back into it, kind of. It's real.
So the unhappiness hump, wherever it peaks, is well known, Sam, to then rebound again. Your well-being will rebound again, quote, in old age. And I don't know what that means. If the old unhappiness hump was 47, are they saying you rebound now after 50? Is it after 60? And then what is it about our older age where we are finding happiness again, where maybe in prior decades that happiness quotient went down, older people are finding happiness. It rebounds. Why?
So I think it was largely driven by, to borrow a term that Scott uses all the time, and I know it's not an original term of his, the idea of having more days behind the cart than in front of the horse.
Yes, you've watched friends bury their parents.
Right.
You have maybe battled illness of your own. You've got life experience behind you that frame all of these things.
Now, with the pressures of the early 20s, people are experiencing that much sooner. And it's not the stress of how many days do I have left to live? It's the stress of how am I going to live through the rest of the days that I have? And so now they're seeing it's more of a wave where you go a couple of years where you're happy. You go a couple of years where you're sad. There is no true midlife crisis because that depression, that concern kicks in so much sooner.
So much younger.
And there are life events that can trigger that ebb or that flow, but it never really stays constant. And if we really break it down, it comes to how happy are we with our surroundings and what are we doing in those moments to make changes if we're unhappy.
You know, I've often wondered how this younger generation will parent, because we have seen more anxiety and more stress in our young people in their 20s, right?
Yeah.
And I have thought before, in general, not toward any one specific person, but if you're listening in your 20s and you have a ton of anxiety and a ton of stress and unfulfilled, all of those things, like if you think you have anxiety and stress now, what does this look like once you are responsible for another human being? Because to me, back in my day, the anxiety and the stress came in those childbearing years where you are trying to hold down a job. You are just trying to get 5 hours of sleep at night.
Trying to keep it all together.
Yeah. That is right when you're trying to pay for the house and school and clothing for all of the kids. And I do wonder in 10 years or 20 years, what does life look like for those who have so much anxiety in their 20s now that we add that? It will only compound anxiety for some people.
But that's why you have to find the peace in the monotony.
Like the birds, Sam.
Exactly. You have to be able to put all of that aside and understand that I am blessed to have what I have. I've done it like 4 times in the last 5 years. I have seen those ebbs and flows in my own life. And you have to intentionally get over it, because initially I was like, I'm just going to sit here. It'll get better. It didn't really get better.
No, you have to be intentional about it.
Correct.
Sit with the birds. I'm telling you. 913.
And no, text line, Scott is not dead.
586-7798. He actually had this day off planned before the other day off that was not planned. We'll be back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.